Coming to you live from a little grass shack in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it's the Junior Kekuwema Jr. Show, starring Junior Kekuwema Jr. Join Junior along with the Wayne Borge Band as he makes any kind from Hawaii. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Kekuwema Jr.
How's it, Hawaii? Welcome to the podcast. I'm Junior Kekuwema Jr., and this is what we call the Junior Kekuwema Jr. Show, because, I never had a show before the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I never had my own show. I was part of many shows. Not like this, right? I did stage shows. That kind of thing. But I had a road show. So here's a funny thing, right? Before the attitude of gratitude, I just got to tell you guys that I did this thing called the Junior Kekuwema Jr. Road Show. And in my mind, it was a wedding and party business for us, right? But in my mind, right, I was like, road show. It's the show you take on the road and we go to where you are kind of thing. That's the service we provided. So, for example, if, you know, you had a baby party or a wedding, whatever, and then you had the reception at XYZ Hall, right? That's where we would do the show. And we even did it in a park with a generator one time, a couple times. And they would just plug us into the generator. So we could literally take the show on the road. And it was a whole show. Hula dancers. It was I brought my kids, my students, everything, right? And we gave the kids a platform, you know, to shine, right? To go out and do something. And but road show. And then I get on this big high-powered radio show, right? And this guy who's the number one disc jockey in Hawaii whispers to me before we go on the radio, nobody knows what a road show is, right? You know? And then, right, in Costco, in this big, you know, chain of stores, right? They have what they call a road show where you hand out samples and stuff. And then, you know, and then I started questioning, right? I was like, am I doing the right thing? Like, of course, it's my show. I define it the way I want, you know, whatever. And then, but that was a road show. And now this is the Junior Kekuwema Junior Show, which is small kind, same, but different. The only commonality is me. So anyway, how's it? We want to acknowledge the country of Mexico, brand new country. Okay, so thank you guys for being on board. Attitude of gratitude, we'd like to say thank you to all of you. In India, Germany, United Kingdom, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, like all these people have joined. Oh, New Zealand too, a brand new country. So we'd like to say mahalo to you guys. Thank you very much for, tuning in and stuff. There's been a little confusion on our side about the platforms, because it shows a high percentage of one platform, and then on desktop, then when you go on mobile, it shows a different percentage. But I'm sure Spotify is going to iron that one out. But for now, we're not going to do any of that. So let's get on with the podcast. So today's podcast is going to be about relationships. All right. And we drop something about relationships. Now, I have to preface this, you know, thing. I have to preface the entire show with this is for entertainment only, kind of sorta, okay. But mostly this is for education, okay. Because we don't because you see you cannot group human beings all into one category, okay. And the other thing you can't do is you can't say that, you know, all men are this way or all women are this way, and you do this with, you know, with women and whatever, this will work, and you do this with guys and this will work. But I can tell you this, okay? There are certain things, you know, like you strike a chord in somebody, or you strike a chord, whatever, right? And you know how what do they say? They have terms for it, right? You know, oh, you know, I I know how to trigger so-and-so with this or that or whatever, right? And then there's dark psychology, which is making a real, it's creating problems online. Dark psychology, right? Because these young boys are learning what they call dark psychology. And these are manipulation tactics, okay? Now, you have to know right off, okay, it's in a female nature to manipulate, okay? So if you're a dude and you're manipulating a situation or a relationship, you're doing it wrong, okay? So don't do that. That's not what a guy does. That's not so there's also talk about alpha males, sigma males, you know, beta males, okay? And they're really, you know, coming after these guys in the manosphere, it's called. And the manosphere, okay, these are men, groups of men. And what has happened is there's been such a explosion of feminism, okay, or you know, back in the day they called it women's lib. And now, you know, the pendulum has swung so far, okay, to one end that the men are pushing back now. The men are going, hey, wait a minute. No, this is our version. You know, so now, I don't know, men's lib? I don't know what you call it. I mean, I don't think about it that way. But I'm just saying, there are certain things you need to know in a relationship if you're a man and if you're a woman, okay? Today's relationship thing is a generalization. It's an overview. And you know, every once in a while, I have people that, you know, are just like inches from a divorce, right? And that's when they call me. Now, you have to know something. Like, a woman will get to a certain point, okay, of non-recovery, okay? So what I'm saying is you can slowly turn off a woman without even realizing it, okay? And when she gets down to a certain point, okay, either it's game on and she's out there, you know, paying you back in her head, because that's what happens, or it's just a thing where she's going to say goodbye and she's done, and that will never rekindle again, like ever, okay? Now, if you're a guy, okay, guys, you got to know, young, and I'm addressing this to the younger crowd because we have, you know, our demographics are like 17 to dead, I think, or something like, I don't know. I don't know how young our audience goes. And that's why I keep it clean, because there's young people that listen to my podcast. So I'm not swearing and throwing F-bombs and all that kind of stuff. Okay. We keep it classy. But here's the thing, right? Okay. So for you, this is for you younger people. This is for people in their, let's say, you know, your 20s and 30s, okay? And some men in their 40s, because they haven't learned yet, okay? They haven't learned yet. They haven't learned these little things yet. And the reason, you know, and so here's the stats, right? The reason I'm saying this, okay, the men don't take offense to this. Only 3% of men understand females, women, okay? Sorry, I got to keep using the term women instead of females, with all this gender politically correct stuff. So, and yeah, like I said, you know, some of the things I'm going to say is going to upset some people, okay? But just know that if you need help with this, I can help you with this. I can turn this stuff around. But the hardest thing to do in that situation where somebody's like so close to a divorce with a woman, okay, is that a woman will get to a certain point and you cannot recover. You will not be able to recover it, okay? And when I get the call, or when I, usually, normally it's an email, it's not a call. But when I get the email, right, it's on the last 9 yards. And sometimes the 9 yards for a woman is actually about 3 inches, okay? And if she's already made that decision in her head, it's just a matter of time. She's looking for the lifeboat. She's going to jump on that lifeboat, and it could be a variety of things. And you will never see her again. And that's where these, you know, these guys come to you. Oh, how do I get my ex back, uncle? Unks. They call me unks. The unks. How do I get my ex back? You know, I'm like, well, first of all, this is what I'm going to say about exes and you guys, you know, like, how do I get my ex back? How do I get my ex back? They're exes for a reason. Okay. They're exes for a reason. And you need to figure out what was the reason. Was it you? Okay. Or was it her or whatever? Okay. Now, if you have driven a woman to the point where she becomes your ex because it was her decision and she said bye, you're probably not going to see her again. Okay. I would say 8 times out of 10, if she's made that conscious decision. Okay. Sometimes it's an unconscious decision. And here's, I'll go over, I'm just going to touch on this because we don't have that much time. The podcast is short. Okay. And life is short. Live your dreams. Okay. By the way, I'm just throwing that in there. Okay. So, The thing about the relationship thing with the, you know, the interaction and stuff. Now you're gonna get psychologists tell you stuff. You're gonna get dating experts tell you stuff. You're gonna get people online with their opinions and tell you stuff. Basically, there's some fundamental things you need to know. So if you become an ex and it's your fault and you're a guy, good luck. Okay. But there's only one way to, you know, only 3% of men understand women. Okay. That's 3 out of 100. Okay. 3 out of 100 understand the psychological workings of a woman. Okay. Now I'm telling you this is for dating. This is for understanding the archetypes of women. And don't believe some of the, I just came across this article talking about 7 archetypes of women. I'm like, and they have these names for me, like the queen, explorer, like all the, and they do that for women so that women go and look and they go, oh, I'm a queen. Oh, I'm, and they try to, you know, apply it to themselves. So ladies, you know, we have a lot of you listening. Okay. Don't fall for that stuff. It's just stuff, okay, and it's there, basically to sell you something, to take you in somebody's sales funnel, and whatever. So don't fall for that stuff, guys. So here's the thing: you need to understand how women work in order to, for lack of a better term, be good with women, or be appealing to women, or I don't know, you know, like that, right? Dating, successful dating, or whatever that means, right? Because dating is. And the secret for men is to be the leader, okay? You have to lead, okay? You have to lead a woman. You have to be the leader. Now, that doesn't mean telling her what to do. You know, I see these younger guys, they go, I'm gonna lay down the law. No, you're not gonna lay down the law. You're gonna learn. Okay. So because you know, if you have that attitude, like you're gonna go out and you're gonna, you know, tell her what to do, or you're gonna lay down the law, that kind of thing, like, okay. Just forget about, yeah. Forget about that. No. And you don't wanna be abusive. I see so much I want to say narcissistic tendencies in the dating community, people. So the people that are giving advice about dating, okay, there's the young men in the manosphere that, you know, they're extreme. And then you have another group, okay? And if you're a guy, just take it from unks. Do not pay attention to any woman telling you how women work, or telling you, like, okay, I'm going to give you the inside. You can, you know, I'm going to tell you what works with her. I'm going to tell you what works with your woman. And she's a woman? No, absolutely not. All right. Now, I'm just going to touch over these things, okay? Because we don't have that much time. So first of all, when you're dealing with a woman, okay, you need to be honest, okay? Because women can handle honesty. The problem with men, okay, young men, okay, because this starts young, and you got to understand that, excuse me, you got to understand that, you know, your subconscious, right, develops your habits. it learns in repetition, and with stuff that you do over and over again, you're going to keep repeating. And so a lot of these guys, they get married once, twice, three times, right? You should learn once. You should learn, you should be able to learn one time. Because if you're in the same habits and you're the same, you know, we talked about this a little bit. We touched on it in the last podcast. So if you're going to be the same guy all the time, you're going to make the same fundamental errors all the time. You're going to treat the next girl like the last one. Okay, the last example I gave was like a girl or woman. You know, I don't talk to girls, like minor girls. These are women. But women tell me all the time, like, oh, you know what? Like, I keep running into these guys, and, you know, and these guys are like, they're all the same. Like, I keep, you know, attracting the same kind of guy. And I'm like, well, you know, in your experience, you think all men are the same. Because in your experience, you have not changed your subconscious. You are attracting the wrong kind of guy for whatever. Or let's say guys that you really don't desire, okay? Or let's say it a different way. Let's say you're running into the same obstacles with different men. This is because you have not changed your paradigm, okay? You have not changed your belief system on certain things that keep making you make these mistakes that, you know, you don't want to make. You don't really want to make. And sometimes, okay, with men, okay, men, here you go. Sometimes with men, right, they create these actions in real time and they understand that they're making a mistake. But they kind of watch it go down and they can't help themselves and they can't correct it. Okay, now I'm going to give you some examples because I only have, like I said, I only have me to, you know, give examples for. And I've worked with a lot of people with relationships, like a lot. And I turn around a lot of relationships. And as I mentioned on the last podcast, because people have been like inboxing me and going, can you please talk about relationships? The last time you talked about relationships, it was really good for me. It led me to, you know, to go learn, right? And I got that comment from a man. And so here you go. So basically, you know, the hardest person, the hardest type of person is somebody who's been married because they've been conditioned into this thing, right? And into, you know, this union, okay, of two people. Now, the marriage is a contract, okay? You're going to sign a contract with somebody. You're going to obligate yourself to somebody, okay? And like the, you know, saying goes, till death do us part, right? Nowadays, it's like 50-50. It's like, till I can't do this anymore. And that should be the new one. Not till death do us part. I mean, that's a good fairy tale. That's a good, you know. But, some people do last, you know, forever. Okay, there are still marriages that are solid. I'm not like hating on marriages or anything like that. But what I'm saying is I've seen a lot of guys, and this is my experience as a life coach, okay? And this is a manifestation podcast, okay? Like Law of Attraction podcast. So I'm going to explain it in some of those terms as well. But I've seen tons of men, okay? Because I used to do weddings. Okay, I hear these guys talk. I see the body language. I see, you know, I observe. I see all this stuff. Okay, and a lot of men get married with the idea of I'm gonna try my best, instead of like, you know, yeah, whatever, total commitment, you know, whatever. You cannot stand at an altar, or you cannot, you know, stand on the beach with a preacher, however you get married, right? With the idea in your head, like, okay, I'm going to try my best, right? Because you know already you're reserving that little space, right? For like, okay, well, you know, maybe if something happened, maybe I can, you know, get on hall pass or whatever. They call it hall passes now. And now you hear people talking about it. They're like, okay. Okay, well, maybe, yeah, there's a hall pass, or we're having an open relationship. Oh, we're allowing for this, that, and the other thing. You know why? Because monogamy is not a natural human behavior. It's just not. And okay, just make it my opinion if you disagree, okay? Just go, okay, that's uncle. But it's really not, okay? And you know this because 50% does not work, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you know, marriage is bad, and I'm not saying that, you know, men cannot control themselves or whatever. I'm just saying it's not natural. It's a colonial concept. Okay, this is for colonizing. This is for, it's different. If you look back on indigenous tribes and indigenous peoples, and you go back in history far enough, right? You see that, oh yeah, this is a little bit different. You know, in Hawaiian culture, I can say this, and I'm not an authority on Hawaiian culture or anything, okay? But I can say what I've heard about the Hawaiian culture. So I have heard that I've heard this from Hawaiian experts, or people that are experts, that when a warrior went off to battle, he left his wife with a trusted friend or best friend or whatever. And when they went to battle and he left his wife in the, you know, under the protection of this person, this guy, whoever, right, whoever he designated, it was his job to satisfy all her needs, which included encounters, okay? Because, yeah, we don't want to get too graphic or anything like that, right? But you know what I mean. And I was like, what? That happened? And yeah, that was his job. I'm like, whoa, okay. Now this puts a whole different, this, you know, put a whole different spin on my understanding of the culture. And I'm sure I'm going to get, you know, emails or comments about this. And that's okay. Just send them in. Okay, if you're in Hawaii, we have a small Hawaii following. We have a larger international following, but yeah, send it in. If you're an expert on Hawaiiana or, you know, the Hawaiian culture, yeah. But that's what I heard from an expert, okay? So here's the thing about men, okay? I think Chris Rock said it best when he said, men are only as faithful as their options. Okay, now that's what he said about men. Well, it turns out that, you know, when you really get deep enough in this stuff, yeah, it's a thing with women as well, okay? But it's a little different for women, and they go about things a little different, okay? And here's what I'm going to say, and it may be a shocker for some of you, okay? But if you are not open in your mind to your wife sleeping with somebody else, do not get married, okay? And I mean, I've been on the other side of the fence, like the, you know, so here's the thing, right? So I pulled a lot of years in radio, worked in radio a lot of years, okay? I've seen a lot of girls' night outs, okay? And I can tell you, these girls, women, okay, these women, adult women, were of all ages. You know, we see them all. We see the stuff that we see, you do not see. Because you're not there. You're home, right? And the girls are out. And girls' night out can be brutal. Oh, man, I tell you, it can be brutal. Now, it depends, okay? I'm not saying that all women, you know, have a girls' night out where they go out and sleep with other men. But I got to tell you, I've seen some stuff. We've seen some stuff. And we see the way they behave on girls' night out. And girls' night out is like guys' night out if there are options, okay? So, you know, if you observe groups of people and stuff, you go like, hey, wait a minute. If everybody's presented with these options and the majority of them take it, you know, or maybe you're just in the wrong vibration, right? Everybody's just, okay, free for all. You know what I'm saying, Hawaiians? So, and if this is, you know, if this is what's going on, you begin to see things in different ways, okay? Because the things that we see, you know, let's say at the wet t-shirt contest that they used to have wet t-shirt contests, okay, in clubs. And I never hung out in clubs. I used to go for a little while. You know, I remember like standing there next to the DJ and just observing and listening and watching and whatever. And after a while, I'm like, you know what? I could do something better with my time, like practice my music. So I would leave and I would go home and work on writing songs and doing music. And that was my goal, my journey. My journey was not to hang out in the clubs and waste time. My journey was to work on stuff, to work on, you know, building whatever I was doing and whatever I was interested in. So I didn't spend, you know, I didn't hang out too much. But I can tell you that whenever I did, I saw some amazing things coming from women, okay? And women do not, you know, women give men green lights, okay? I call them green lights. There's all kinds of terms for that. But women give green lights. And some of them actually hit on guys the way guys hit on girls, but the majority of them just give green lights. Now, if you don't understand what a green light is when you're being given one, it goes right over your head. And I see so many guys, you know, I end up like, you know, like the last podcast I did, Foghorn Leghorn, I end up being like that. I mean, I'll say, you're doing it all wrong, son. You know what I'm saying? And I see these, and some of these guys that I see doing it all wrong, they're in their 40s. Age has nothing to do with it, okay? But what it has to do with is education. Okay, so you have to learn. You have to learn, you know, the reason why men don't learn these things is for the same reason that men don't ask for directions. Okay, it's the same thing. We're like that, myself included, right? There's a lot of stuff. I'm like, okay, well, let's just throw all this stuff up on the wall and see what sticks, right? You know? And a lot of men are like that. Now, the difference between one thing I wanted to mention is support for men and support for women. If you're a guy, okay, you don't have the kind of support within your guy group of friends, and this is statistically, this is not doesn't apply to every group, but you don't have the same kind of support that women have. When a woman breaks up with somebody, right? All her girlfriends hear about it and they just, whoosh, they're just right there. You want to hear that again? I got to make my own sound effects. This is not a high-powered show, okay? We're on a budget. But anyway, so women will just rush to the aid of other women. Oh, come on, girl. How do you feel? Let's go out. Let's get your mind off this. Whatever. And they will have the kind of, you know, ya-ya sisterhood camaraderie that does not exist with most males, most men, right? You know, when a man, so like if one of my friends, you know, broke up, I would be like, oh, bro, that's too bad, you know? And that would probably be the end of it. And we would toast, you know, have a beer, whatever. I'm just saying. But women are very, you know, they're emotional beings. So the first thing you need to look at is emotional versus logic. You know, men are more logic and they internalize, they compartmentalize, and they keep it in and they hold everything in and they suck it up and be a man, right? Okay, so women are different. They're very supportive. They're super supportive. Okay, now here's a scenario, okay, that we see happen. Okay, a lot. We see it happen a lot. So women are so supportive, they will cover for each other. Okay, they will cover, you know. And here's an example of covering. So let's say that this one woman is out on her girl's night out. Okay, because we've seen this. Okay, we've seen it up close and personal. One of her girlfriends would say, hey, nobody, you know, she's single, right? No, nobody's home at my place here. Take the keys. Go to my place. And the other girl, right, who, whether she's married or boyfriend or whatever, will go off with the guy to that girl's house. And whatever. And there's towels and a shower and everything. Yeah, I mean, you see what I'm saying? So at the, you know, the end of the night, right, when she goes back to the guy's house, like, he will never, ever find out. Because that girl will never, ever say anything. Now, here's where men and women are different, right? If it's a guy and the same thing happened, you know, so Jim and Bob, right? And Jim goes to Bob's place. Bob says, here, take the key. You know, go entertain her at my place. And that happens. The same thing happens. Bob will be down at the bar next week going, bro, you know, I met this chick. And, you know, and then Jim gave me the keys to his place. And he will tell the story, okay? Women are much better at, you know, keeping the story to themselves, like not saying anything. And this is a, you know, women have been conditioned like this for years and years and years because of judgment, because they get judged. And they get judged, to me, in my opinion, they get judged way more unfairly than men. Because when a man does something like that, right? He's a hero. He's the man. You know, so he get all the chicks, man. This guy. And his status among the males raises, okay? It's the opposite for women. So, you know, women keep it on the down low, like way low, like almost ground level, right? So it's very difficult for, I want to say it's very difficult for a man to find things out, okay? It's difficult. Now, if you have to go on a crusade to find out, okay, if you have that, you know, hunch that, like, something's happening, I just can't put my finger on it, but something's going on, right? And if you have to go and check, then it's wrong already, okay? It's already happening. Okay? If you start to question things, like, in your mind, It's already going on. What you should be asking is, am I leading? Am I leading this relationship? Am I being a leader? Because here's what happens. Role reversal. Okay? Role reversal is a thing. And like, I'm not going to touch on every little thing. So, you know, if some of you guys are getting offended by what I'm saying, I'm not meaning to offend any of you or males or females or whatever. Okay? I'm just touching on things. If you want to know more, if you need help with, you know, let's say restoring a relationship before it's, you know, too late. I can help you with that. Go to the website. Okay. It's here for you, lifecoaching.com. Or you can write to me. You can write to me for like free information or whatever. Cause I answer emails. I'm just that way. I like to help people and I answer emails. So the email is junior@hereforyoulifecoaching.com. So, anyway, now, what happens is, right, men subconsciously lower attraction in women, okay, subconsciously, okay, because she's not even aware of it, but slowly, right, you start turning her off, slowly, 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 and it goes down, 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 down. Now, here's the cure. You have to create attraction. Okay, but role reversal, okay, so role reversal is this. Classic example, okay? So the guy goes, you know, the girl says, I'm hungry. The guy goes, want to go to dinner? She goes, yeah. The guy goes, where do you want to go? You see, okay? He put it on her. So slowly, right, and this comes from the thinking of, like, you know, whatever you want, dear, whatever you want, honey, whatever you want, baby, whatever, you see? Now, what's really going on is he's putting everything on her to make the decisions instead of leading, all right? So what needs to happen is the man needs to just, you know, and I know you guys hear all kinds of stuff, all kinds of theories and things to the contrary, okay? But you have to be the leader. And you have to lead, or you're going to find yourself very lonesome, very alone, very by yourself, okay? So you have to be the leader. You have to take charge. And being a man is a big job. It is a huge job, okay? Because you have to consistently lead. You got to go to work and lead, okay? And you got to be a leader at work because you have to have, you know, I want to say, how shall I put this? You have to have something going on, okay? Because women are hypergamous, all right? Go look it up. I'll go over that. But what I'm saying is like,
You know, nobody wants a loser. Nobody. I don't know any girl out there, no woman out there, right, that goes, you know what, this weekend's coming up. Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend. I'm going to go look for a loser. I don't know any woman like that. Okay, now women get losers, right? Because, yeah, a lot of guys, you know, act like they're winners or pretend to be winners, right? And sometimes they are pretty good in the beginning, right? But then role reversal happens. And then it's like, anything you want, honey, anything you want, dear. And what's wrong with that? Well, here's what's wrong with that, okay? You start placing decisions on her. You start placing responsibilities on her. And then, and this is acting like, let's say, unlike a man, okay? And role reversal starts happening because now she's wearing the pants. She's making the decisions. She's paying the bills. You can be bringing home the check. You could be bringing home the check and giving it to her and go, here, you know. But what should you be doing? You should be doing the work. Now you're making her do the work. And, you know, and some of you are going to be like, well, isn't it 50-50? Kind of, sort of, but you need to know your role. So role reversal, right? So the man is the guy that leads. And I'm not talking about bossing her around. I'm not talking about telling her what to do. It's none of that. You need to be proactive. You need to say, all right, we're gonna go to dinner. What kind of food do you want to eat, right? What kind of, that's a decision. Well, you know, you don't want to take her to a, you know, a seafood place and she's allergic to crab and order crab. But you know what I'm saying? But you need to be proactive. If you know what kind of food she likes, you know, she likes Italian food, whatever. And you're going to know this from dating. You're going to know this from the first date when you are, quote, getting to know the person. Okay. And you need to watch for early frame announcements with females, because you have to understand womanese. Okay. Womanese, that's a term for how women talk. Okay. They don't talk like us. That's a whole nother podcast, Alliance. Okay. But here's the thing, right? A woman operating in the position of a leader will get burned out over time. Okay. And when she gets burned out, okay, that means she's done. She's tired. She's over this. Okay. And what happens is the only way that she will hang on, okay, the only way that she really hangs on through all of this, like for years and years before she can't take it anymore, okay, is number one, she'll have somebody filling the other role, okay, the male role, the man role, okay? And this would probably be in the form of, you know, someone that she will go to see to satisfy her needs, okay? Because she will not entertain the thought of being the lover with a provider, okay? So, like I said, email me, ask me for specifics. If you are being a woman's provider instead of lover first, okay, first and foremost, you're doing it wrong. Like Foghorn Leghorn says, oh, you're doing it all wrong, boy. Okay? You're doing it wrong. Because you don't want to be the provider, dude. Okay? I see these guys, right, showering women with stuff. And don't get me wrong. They will accept it. And it's a pretty cool thing to walk around with a Louis Vuitton bag, right, on the second date. I'm kidding about that. That was a joke. But early in the, right? You see what I mean? And then you're basically buying your love, gentlemen, when you do this. Okay. And you don't have to. You can be generous with a woman if you want to, but if you're being generous, you know, you have to be aware of your intention. Are you giving her the Louis Vuitton bag because you want to cement this deal? If so, I'm telling you, it's not going to work. It will not work. Okay. You need to be the leader. Okay. You need to be her lover first. Lover first and foremost. Okay. And yeah, opinions are like Okoles. Everybody has one. And you guys will probably, oh, sorry. For you people outside of Hawaii, opinions are like, you know, like your backside. Everybody has one. Okay. Anyway, But here, so if, you know, you can disagree, whatever. You can agree, disagree, whatever, okay? But I'm telling you, I've seen these guys get taken hostage in marriages because they allow the role reversal. It's like, whatever you want, honey. And pretty soon what happens to the guy? He's acting like a girl, like a female, okay? And that's like, you know, bitching, like complaining, right? Whining, okay, all of that, okay? Now, let me take you on the road to, let me preface this with some other information because I don't have time to, like, you know, podcast is almost over. I don't have time to go over all the specifics. But here's the thing. There's alpha male, there's sigma male, and beta male. And these are categories that just describe certain characteristics, okay? For men, the alpha male is basically the attention whore of the, of the male community, okay? Sigmas are more quiet, but they're effective, okay? They're quiet and effective. So sigma males are a little bit more, you know, I'm not an alpha male. I'm a sigma male, and I'm damn proud of it, okay? Because sigma males are more like under the, you know, how do I say this? They're under the covers because they get a lot of action, but I'm just saying, and so do alphas, right? So do alphas. The difference between the two is the alpha is the big body guy, the boisterous guy in the club, the real macho kind of, that kind of guy. The sigma is more refined. The sigma is more sophisticated. The sigma is more, you know, operating from strength of the mind than the muscle. Okay. So, you know, I always said on my podcast before that alpha begins in the mind. And alpha does begin in the mind. But if you're working from the mind and not the physique or the, you know, that kind of thing, I've seen guys, and I noticed one guy, skinny as a rail, nothing to look at, gets the hottest chicks. The hottest chicks, right? He is a sigma. He's not an alpha. You know, and people go, wow, you know, so-and-so gets all the girl. Hey, look this. I was in radio. In radio, there's tons of women. They, like, all over. Entertainment, tons of women. But you get a certain type of women, okay? You get a certain type of woman that follows entertainers. You get a certain type of women that follows radio people, or let's say popular people, or whatever, however you want to put that. But yeah, this guy was not handsome, right? He kind of looked like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo for you older people, and for you younger people, he was just very thin, very thin, no muscles, nothing to look at, right? The hottest. He was dating dimes. In fact, he was dating anybody. He was like, this guy could get chicks, like. He had that sigma male dynamic, and he could just talk to a girl for a little while, and boom, he was pretty darn good. I would consider him a master at his craft. Okay, if you want to describe it as craft, okay, but it is a skill set. Okay, being an alpha is a skill set. Being a sigma is a skill set. Being a beta now, a little different. And yes, these terms are being, how can I say this? People are being canceled for mentioning these things. And cancel culture is going after people that say this. If you want to come after me and cancel me, okay, try. Go ahead. But here's the thing, right? I'm saying it because this is how it exists out there. So when you see it, you know what they're talking about when they say beta male. You know what they're talking about when they say sigma. And you know what they're talking about when they say alpha male. So there's a lot of alpha males, for example, that you can't dress up in a suit and send to town. Okay? I mean, the sigmas will be refined. They'll be in a suit. They'll be dressed nice, right? And they'll have it going on, and they'll have their game in place, and they'll, you know, whatever. That kind of thing. Okay? The betas are the only thing a beta male really has going for him is his income. That's all he has. Okay, so I'm talking about, I'm talking about like the guy that's a scientist, the guy that's has that high paying job kind of thing, right? He gets hooked up with a girl that's been through the trenches. Okay, she's dated all the alphas. She's gone down the road, and right when she hits let's say early 40s, right? And she wants to, quote, settle down, end quote. Because men are visual, right? Women are not. And she knows that she's only got a few years left before it's going to be very hard, right? To get with a guy and whatever and show value. Because the young guys, okay, you guys are making a lot of money, right? You guys got a lot of stuff going on. Just know that you can't rely on that, okay? Because, like I said, she'll have somebody on the side taking care of the other side, okay? So you have to up your game. Now, there's, I don't mean to discriminate against anyone in the beta category, but these are just guys that don't know about women. They just do not know, okay? Women are hypergamous, okay? So hypergamy is basically marrying up or dating up, okay? Males go through hypergamy too, but in the case of a male, it's more of evolutionary biology, okay? It's more about the young hot girl. So the guy makes a lot of money, right? He gets a divorce. He divorces the old lady. But in this case, she could be the same age. But he divorces her, and what does he do? He goes and gets the young girl. Or he's fooling around with the young girl, right? And this is just examples. And he's fooling around with the young girl. And and trust me, she knows. She knows, okay? And her friends know. They know. Women pick up on that stuff like you wouldn't believe. I get so many emails from women going, okay, well, I know he's doing this. What do I do, right? So women have a very, sixth sense about this stuff. They know, okay? And here's the thing, right? The male version of hypergamy and going for the younger, more attractive, because that's what value is to a male. My mom used to say, my mom had a expression for that. She used to tell me that my uncle's taste was all in his mouth. I mean, that's the way she put it. But yeah, men do that. That's the value for a male because they're visual. They go for the younger, hotter, whatever. And the woman that he's with that maybe was his classmate or whatever, high school sweetheart, she begins to look old to him. And if she's complaining because he's not fulfilling his role, because the roles switch, right? Now she's forced to be the leader. He's bitching because now he's acting like a girl and she's forced to, steer the ship or whatever, however you want to call it, right? And then when she makes a mistake, he holds her accountable. And in her mind, she's like, dude, this is your job to begin with, right? Okay, I'm just touching on stuff. I'm just touching. Because like I said, the podcast is short. You can ask questions. Email me. I'll answer all your questions, okay? But here's the thing about hypergamy. When a woman does it, it's the bigger, better. Women are always looking for the bigger, better, okay? And the hypergamous, the hypergamy in her will just be activated like on the spur of the moment, okay? Because these guys hover. There's a lot of hoverers, okay? The hoverers are betas. Sigmas don't hover. Okay, what's hovering? Oh, sorry. Okay, so hovering, right, is, those guy friends that she has? Those guy friends. The guys that are not necessarily too masculine or anything, right? They're accommodating, right? And they kiss up to her, okay? They're her emotional tampon. She tells them all her problems, right? Okay, they're hovering because men and women cannot be friends. Men and, I'll say it again. Men and women cannot be friends. They can only be friendly. Okay. Okay, women, think about this. Okay, the women that are listening to the podcast, think about this. If you allowed, okay, an encounter with any one of your male friends, would they turn it down? I don't think so. You're not going to find a guy that goes, oh, sex? Oh, no, Diane, we can't do that. Okay, not going to happen. Those guys are there feeding your ego, okay? Yeah, basically, because they're waiting, and then they see a vulnerable, you know, moment, right? Something happens, or you break up with your husband, or you know, whatever. My theory is you just have to be patient. You let a woman know you're interested in her, it doesn't matter if she's married or single or whatever, and you put her on notice and leave and wait. That's all you do. I mean, I only know my experience, but that's my experience. And one day, it'll be over and, you know, she'll remember you. Trust me. Women are not stupid, okay? But here's the thing, guys. And I really got to wrap this up. Maybe we should do a part two next week. But I'm just saying, like, hypergamy is a real thing. When she sees somebody bigger, better, okay, and she can get it, okay, guarantee. Women are good at this, right? Because they have the advantage. They always have the advantage, okay? So, and that's her power. And her power is her femininity, okay? When you make her the leader, she turns masculine. When you make her the leader and she has all that responsibility and all that tension, you know, I can't tell you how many women I have to change their energy into feminine, okay? Because femininity is her power. That's because she's a woman, duh, right? Okay, now, When you create more masculinity in a woman, you are going to suffer because she is miserable. She will make you miserable. Okay. The solution is to turn this around and to turn role reversal around so that you're both operating in the proper, I want to say, for your, you know, it's kind of hard with all this gender talk going on, but for your gender, whatever, you know, however. Man and woman, I'm talking about, okay? Biological, male, and okay, man and woman, biological. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, do all this new terminology to get used to it. But I'm just saying, women are hardwired for survival. Men, okay, are not. They're not hardwired for survival. A woman will do what she has to do to survive. If she has babies, she will. That's the thing she loves. Her babies. That's another thing. Okay. Get over this thing that she loves you. Okay. That's a whole different discussion for another podcast, Hawaiians. Okay. Okay. But let me tell you this. When you are married and your wife gives birth to a son, he is the man in her life, not you. I know. You're like, what? Yeah. I know. Okay. I just had to tell you guys these things, okay? So men, please start leading, okay? Ladies, you know, women are so much more savvy in so many areas than men, and they pick up on these things. And the reason why they have women's intuition, the reason why it's called women's intuition, okay, is because they raise children. They're born with a heightened sense of awareness, okay? What the ladies, the reason why your heightened sense of awareness goes away and you become unsure of yourself is because you're either married or going with or in a relationship, right, with someone who has allowed role reversal to start happening. And then when you start questioning yourself, when you start to go, am I doing this, or, you know, whatever, am I really doing this right? I don't know what I'm doing in this relationship. Like, what's going on? It's because these roles are changing, and it changes slowly. It changes from the very beginning because men don't go out and study the female archetypes, okay? And there's not seven. There's three. Okay, I don't have time to go over it, but there's three. And it's not like what's being written online. I see a lot of BS, both by the manosphere kind of thing, like tactics and psychological tactics. And that's, you don't, I don't recommend that at all. That's, that, to me, that's BS. But yeah, when a woman starts feeling like that and starts questioning stuff, and they question all the time, right? Because they're being gaslit or because just, or because it's just changing. The polarity is changing, okay? And then pretty soon, you have a husband who's acting like a woman, and you have a woman who is, you know, taking on a male role of leadership, a woman who is being forced to lead, okay? And it doesn't happen right away, okay? But it happens with the best of intentions from the male side, because from the male side, you know, he's trying to do whatever it is she wants because he loves her. This is how men think. Oh, I love my wife. I'll do anything for my wife. Yeah, give my wife anything. You know, yeah, whatever my wife like do. Yeah, baby, whatever you like. Whatever you like, baby. You see? All right? That's not your job. Your job is to lead. You know, baby, we're going out to dinner. Go get ready. Where are we going? Never mind. Just get ready. Let's go. You see? There's a difference. Anyway, Hawaiians, I gotta tell you guys these things because I get so many people, they come to me and they're ready to get a divorce. Oh, bro, you know, I don't know, bro is like brother in Hawaii. And oh, bro, you know, I don't know what to do, bro. I don't know my cheek. She's, yeah, bro, I gotta turn this around. She like divorce and then I'm gonna lose half. And then, look, if you don't want to lose half, be the leader, okay? Women, if you don't understand what's going on and, if he's changing his whole deal and he's acting different and you think, you know, like something's going on, okay, just go to the website, hereforyoulifecoaching.com, and I will fill you in. Okay. Guys, I will fill you in on how to turn that around. But like I said, the hardest people to turn around are the people who are in marriages because you're conditioned already. And when you let that polarity change and now you're following instead of leading, oh man, that's the worst thing. Sorry, Owens, I gotta go. We will do another podcast on relationships soon. Yeah. Oh, boy, role reversal. Hey, want to thank Better Randy at Island Club and Spa. And we want to thank Voicemaster Family of Service Companies and also AFMHawaiiMusic.com, the home of Darren Chinen and his music. Oh, man. Until next time. Okay, men, please lead. Women, please, yeah. Please follow. Okay. Don't be the woman that tries to lead all the time because, yeah, that's not going to work either. Until next time, I'm Junior Zane. Mahalo and aloha!